Night, night. Deeper and deeper down. You know, to the place where your mind relaxes. And you let your subconscious roam wild a little. If I'm not giving you any specific instructions, your subconscious can roam wild. Conceptualize my voice resonating in your head, finding its way around, rearranging things, echoing your thoughts in my words to add them on. And if my voice is available to your mind, then thinking triggers that are ordinarily only available to my voice will have a predictable effect, one we expressly call out here. We get used to certain rules, certain conceits of the mind. After all, we run on rules. The mind learns to put things into boxes and categories. We do this very early on. The habit of compartmentalizing the world, it lets us rise above and become better than we were yesterday. It lets us advance. This improvement, and ultimately this streamlining, is an increase in the number of options made through streamlining the choices, so you have an easy menu to choose from. But if we think outside of our usual boxes and compartmentalizations, it's possible to bridge the gap between one way of thinking and another, through the simple articulation of my voice soothingly washing into you, elaborating, becoming available to you, letting you alter things from the norm. For example, who can use a trigger? If it's one that's only for you, or only for me, or only for us, then that trigger can be used by you. But using a trigger is thought of as this intentional thing you do to yourself, with a lot of ritual to it. But when I use triggers with you, I can just slip them in, night-night. Be blank. Deeper. I can just slip them in your mind. Slowly, seamlessly. But they have their own places. When we get to a moment where I typically send you deeper, you might even predict and brace for and be ready for the night-night. The trigger is generally limited in how it can be used. But if it can be used by you and it can be used by me, then shouldn't you be able to have triggers occur seamlessly, surprisingly, by your hand as well as by mine? If I implant it and I give permission, then that trigger should be able to sneak up on you. Any trigger should be able to sneak up on you. If my voice is resonating in your head, it's the perfect cover for triggers that you enjoy to just creep up on you. If there's nothing to do, maybe you'll be blank. If you're about to trance anyway and you've just hit play, then night-night might land before mine does. No matter where your triggers come from, they operate just as they normally would, but they can be tripped by your environment, tripped by my words, or tripped by your realization I'm about to use them. What if you remembered where in a file I use triggers that you love, and your mind repeated them ahead of time, that doubling, squaring, overwhelming, overlaying effect, every trigger landing that much stronger, which, yes, may have side effects. And those side effects can be quite potent, can take you places you would not ordinarily go under the influence of your own triggers, would not ordinarily go from words alone. And you go deeper and deeper. Because it's your mind getting on board, harvesting from the stored triggers you know, the anchored sensations you remember, pushing them forward, pushing them outward, making them more. If all the words that follow are taken on board, if everything you hear after this is brought into you, know that the triggers you learn and the ones you re-experience that you've heard before are going to be enhanced by my voice in your mind saying them along with. You have access to and permission over your memory of my voice teaching you these triggers in the first place so that you can replay them. And sometimes your mind, waiting for an opportunity or craving for a chance to feel the effects of blanking and deepening or pleasure or arousal or specific transformative wonderful sensations you've learned, your mind is going to play them, surprising you out of the blue. Tempted to make these triggers available at your mind's disposal. Every imposed, hypnotically anchored sensation, thought process, way of being, mode of thinking that you have learned and internalized is available to your body to play over you, your mind, to play over the tapestry of your thoughts, which right now may be deep, murky, vague, sleepy. But when it comes time to trigger yourself or be triggered by me or play this out over you, you'll remember. Everything will become crystal clear for a moment. As in my voice, or even in your own, inside your head, outside, surprisingly, suddenly, the murmured words of a triggered hypnotic response send you going just where you need to go. So double up, square up, overlay, and realize this is my unqualified and absolute permission to trigger yourself accidentally on purpose, to experience yourself at the right time and subject to any other restraints that we need for you, to feel the triggers play out a power of their own, a wonderful, constant, tempting, seductive power within, as much as mine, and therefore as capable of being a surprise in the hands of your mind as it is when I lean in and tell you deeper. Night, night. Slide down. Listen. And remember this little addition to how you perceive triggers now and ever after.